Hey, sustaining members, we are so happy to have you here and listening to the longer version of the show with all of its no ads. And we want to encourage you to write into the show with your questions. And remember to put sustaining member in your question. Just think, your question is going to be in a smaller pool of questions to be chosen and more likely to end up right here on the sustaining member version of the show. Your sustaining member question this week is about declining Thanksgiving plans.
Help! My neighbor asked my husband and I what we were doing for Thanksgiving. This came up a little earlier on the show. I told her we were going out and invited her and her husband to join us. She said she would talk it over with her husband. Meanwhile, she meets another neighbor who they socialize with more, who apparently invited them to dinner at their house. Today, I receive a text invitation to join them all for dinner. I am frustrated and felt like I have been put in an uncomfortable position. I would prefer not to go to this neighbor's house for Thanksgiving, but I do not want to appear as though I am being standoffish and unneighborly. We occasionally socialize with both couples. How do I graciously decline and not close the door to future social opportunities? Thanks for your help, Anne.
Anne, this is that moment that does happen where sort of your invitation has now been countered with another invitation, only it's not an invitation you want to entertain. It is perfectly okay for you to stick with your original plans and say so. You can say, oh, thank you so much for thinking of including us. However, Frank and I are really excited to be going out to dinner and we're going to stick with that plan. It's simple. It's easy. Say that you hope they enjoy having a nice Thanksgiving. There's no reason for you to have to now accept an invitation that, you know, I mean, invitations in general, we aren't usually planning on most of them. But this one kind of came out of the blue as a counter offer with then a different group of people. It's really okay to decline.
Not only is it okay, it's a good job as a guest to reply to an invitation that you're not interested in by declining, that ignoring invitations or avoiding or
going and being grumpy the whole time or letting it get under you that this wasn't how you really wanted to spend Thanksgiving.
On our previous show, number 218, we talked about the courteous no.
Right.
To me, this is a perfect opportunity to practice your courteous no. It's not rude at all. And you don't need to get into a long explanation of why you would prefer to do something else or how you're feeling a little strange about the way this invitation got cycled around through a couple people before it got bounced back to you. I like the idea of the Lizzie Post sample script that acknowledges that you've got something that you're really looking forward to doing that night and you wish them well and hope they have a great Thanksgiving and you look forward to catching up with them soon or at some point in the future.
And thank you so much for this question. We hope that few people have to use the advice in it this holiday week, but we really hope that you enjoyed your lovely dinner out.